Good morning. It's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Caris LeVert pumped in a season-high 51 points, and the Nets halted a four-game losing streak by outlasting the Celtics 129-120 in overtime at Boston. Also, the Lakers routed the 76ers 120-107. In men's college basketball, Vermont topped UAlbany 85-62, Syracuse bested Boston College 84-71, and Maine downed Hartford 71-65. In women's college basketball, UMass ripped St. Bonaventure 72-54. In NBA news, Kyrie Irving had surgery yesterday to repair the injured right shoulder that ended his first season with the Nets after just 20 games. The team says Irving is expected to make a full recovery. On the ice last night, the Bruins extended their lead in the Atlantic Division by notching their third straight win, 2-1, over the Lightning. Also, the Blues dropped the Rangers 3-1. The Canadiens crushed the Islanders 6-2. The Jets rolled over the Sabres 3-1. The Golden Knights shut out the Devils 3-0. And the Penguins conquered the Senators 7-3. In MLB news, the Red Sox say starter Chris Sale has undergone an MRI after experiencing soreness in his throwing elbow. Manager Ron Renneke said Sale felt the soreness in his elbow Monday morning, the day after his 18-pitch batting practice session. Sale was already slated to start the season on the injured list after reporting to camp with pneumonia. In other news, the NCAA is ruling out no contingencies when it comes to coronavirus and the NCAA tournament. In an interview with Bloomberg News, Chief Operating Officer Donald Remy did not dismiss the possibility of games being played with no fans in arenas. The games presumably would still be televised. I'm Jesse King.